Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you've muted your own line, please unmute your phone, as your lines were automatically muted when you joined today's call. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. And today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting over to Steve Windsor. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Dan. And welcome, everybody. Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Steve Windsor. I am the North American Sales Leader for Automation. Been in the job about a quarter. So for those of you I have met, nice to have met you. For those of you I haven't met and been able to talk to yet, look forward to working with you. Today's topic is going to be IT CAM monitoring solutions for WAS, SOA, System Z, and distributed environments. And we've got a number of people on the line with us today that I wanted to introduce, and we're going to have a Q&A session at the end. So I know IT CAM is a subject that is all near and dear to our heart, given what we've been through the past year. But we want to make sure that we get your questions answered. So at the end, we've got a lot of the product managers on the phone. We've got Randy Scott, we've got Todd Kinsfather, and we've got Divyesh Vieta, who's going to be assisting our speaker in answering questions at the end. Now, our speaker is Adrian Mitu, and Adrian is the Program Director for Tivoli Service Availability and Performance Management. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Adrian to get started, because I know we're anticipating a lot of questions at the end here, so we want to allow as much time as possible. So, Adrian, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Good morning to everybody, or good afternoon, depending on where you are. I'm sure I may know a lot of you, so hello again. I hope you all have the deck, so I will start with page two. And first of all, I know some of you have been selling this portfolio quite successfully. I want to thank you for a wonderful first half of the year. I haven't seen the results yet for third quarter. I expect them to be quite good. We've seen excellent growth so far, and I hope to keep maintaining this momentum, which is why we have this call. On page two, you'll see some of the priorities that our customers have where we help, especially in an economy that we have experienced lately. Everybody's looking to improve efficiency, reduce their costs, get better at what they do, and increase productivity. So it is not surprising that this is what you see coming out of CIO studies and CFO studies and so on as top concerns, and those are exactly the kind of business-level problems that our portfolio helps solve. So we'll talk a bit more about this as we get deeper into the deck. If we take a look at page three, and this is more of a technology focused set of needs, and I see this all over the board with our customers. They're all struggling with trying to manage complex infrastructures and complex environments, a lot of our customers have a hodgepodge of tools that they use to do this with, and they're trying to simplify their lives. They're trying to get to a more uniform environment for managing their IT assets, to understand the performance that their customers are seeing, to understand the availability of their applications, to understand the availability of their systems, and when something goes wrong, when an incident happens, to have the right set of tools to quickly pinpoint where a problem might be and then focus those efforts there and then further help them diagnose the issue. That's the kind of problem that they see today from more of a technology perspective. On page four, we list here for you a lot of our advantages in the ITM, ITCAM solution. So a lot of our customers are coming to and migrating to ITM and ITCAM for these reasons. They want to standardize. They want a single solution that gives them a common infrastructure, to manage everything end to end. And we continue to extend this platform in a variety of surprising ways, even for managing energy. And as I talk to our customers about this, they're surprised, and they're pleasantly surprised. They can keep bringing on more and more to our to the same infrastructure. So they want a common infrastructure. They want a consolidated view of their infrastructure. They see an opportunity to reduce their costs by reducing training and maintenance, again, through standardization. They want to be able to trace transactions end-to-end, not only looking at what the end user is seeing, but also understanding the complex transactional paths. When and if a problem happens, they need help to diagnose on that particular area. They need to prove to their business on how they continue to meet SLAs and keep the systems up and running and available. Even more so, one of the newer trends here is not only to be able to fix problems quickly when they occur, but also to try to prevent problems from occurring in the first place. So trying to increase the mean time between failures by leveraging data they've collected and trying to get more predictive warnings and analytics. And these are capabilities that we build into our portfolio. This is again quite recent, as in the last year or so, and expanding quickly through the rest of the portfolio. You'll see some of our competitors that don't have any of those capabilities, or they need additional tools that are sort of tools. Last but not least, flexibility in licensing is something that our customers really appreciate from the Tivoli solution. Their infrastructures are fluid, especially in a world that starts to get dominated more by cloud and virtual infrastructures. They need we need to make this easy for them, and we have, by allowing them to the proper flexibility in licensing not only technology, so they can adapt to their business needs. All of this helps them reduce their costs and increase their return on investment. And you see some of the proof points there on the bottom of the page on how we help them do that. I'd like to move on to page 5. The ability that one of the key abilities that this portfolio affords our customers is to tie their performance issues to the underlying infrastructure and helping them understand where an issue originates and therefore quickly isolate it and solve it. So helping them on any operating system, all of our customers have a variety of or in a very heterogeneous environment that they need to maintain, and that comes with big challenges. What those challenges are rooted in is the fact that they have typically over the years assembled a collection of tools specific for each environment, and those tools don't talk to each other. They don't allow them to get end-to-end composite visibility across their environments, and that creates all sorts of siloed organizations and barriers in solving the problems that they see. On contrast with the IBM solution, with the Tivoli solution, we monitor all the systems with the same infrastructure. All of the components talk to each other, store everything in the same data warehouse, and allowing all of these teams to collaborate and solve problems easier. Again, solving these problems means understanding what their customers are seeing from a performance and availability perspective, quickly isolate problems, launching context, and getting them the ability to dive into problems and diagnose them on the platform where they occur. I've talked earlier about predictive analytics and dynamic thresholding. These are very new and exciting capabilities that we have, and you'll see quite a bit of focus on growing those capabilities and getting our customers the tools they need to become more proactive in managing their IT systems versus being reactive. So you'll see proactive alerts, warnings, tools that allow them to manage capacity issues and so on. For areas where there are perhaps more fringe or some odd operating systems, as you well know, we can extend our monitoring capabilities through custom-built agents and agentless technologies that basically allow us to extend to any platform. Going to page 6, and if you have this in slideshow mode, this actually builds, is an illustration of the new transactional tracking capabilities that we have. So while the message is about the same as it has been in the past for RTT and some of those technologies, this is truly new technology here that enables our customers to track transactions very easily across their infrastructure while leveraging the existing monitoring assets they have in place. In the meantime, we don't leave any of our RTT customers behind that do ARM type tracking, and those continue to be supported in this new solution. So the story here, and every time I tell it to a customer, it resonates very well, is that one of the first things that they need to do is to go understand the performance and availability experience that their customers are seeing. So they typically do that in one of two ways. One of them is to record and playback transactions and monitor them continuously using some kind of a robot. So we do that using Transaction Performance Tester or leveraging their existing Mercury tools that they have. A lot of our customers do have Mercury tools, and it is sometimes easier to tell them not to rip and replace, but to actually embrace that and bring all the data into the ITM, ITCAM world. So they measure that. They get some kind of a response time, which may or may not be acceptable. And then the next step, so if you hit the Enter key, is to help them understand where that time is spent as a transactional path. So we allow them to track not only the total end-to-end time, but also to break it down for every component that the transaction has touched. And we do that by leveraging, like I said before, the existing data collectors and agents we have on those systems. So if you have ITCAM for WebSphere deployed on a WebSphere server, ITCAM for transactions will use that data collector. If you have, let's say, OmegaMon for MQ deployed, ITCAM for transactions will use that agent, and so on and so forth, to track transactions through this enterprise. So a much lighter touch, and it also allows us to go to step 3 here if you hit the Enter key again, that says once you've isolated where the problem is, you can then do a deep dive in context because you already have the agent there, so it knows what transaction you're talking about, and it'll allow you to launch a deep dive diagnosis in context, in the context of that particular transaction, and understand exactly what happened there at a deeper level. And this story really helps bring together all of our monitoring and application management tools into a kind of an end-to-end picture, from seeing the experience that the customer has together with the transactional path and isolation features inside the IT infrastructure, and then allowing them to diagnose the problem rapidly. I expect you may have some questions, and we'll take those in the Q&A part. On page 7, all of these capabilities, first of all, are equally on distributed systems as well as Z. And on looking at Z for a second here, a lot of new announcements and new developments in the Z world. So you see a long list of new products for OmegaMon, new product announcements or product upgrades, if you will, for OmegaMon, anywhere from operating system monitoring to Kix to ZVM, storage, the new TBSM event pump, as well as monitoring agents for TPF. Integration is the key here, so you'll see so you can tell our customers how with TBSM they'll get a dashboard which will let them manage their services and see overall service availability, performance issues, and from there they can dive down at the IT level through ITM and ITCAM and see transaction tracking as well as diagnosis data as needed. This of course helps them reduce costs throughout their enterprise. So I'm on page 8. There are 9 new monitoring releases, as you've saw on the previous page. There's a Tivoli Asset Discovery on Z that is new here as well. Tivoli Asset Manager story that's new. SMCZ helps bring all of these assets on Z together and help customers manage all of their Z assets in an integrated fashion. On page 9, also a lot of new and exciting opportunities updates on the distributed side of monitoring. So ITM 621 has been around for several months now and is getting excellent traction in the field. We're about ready to release ITM 622. ITCAM for transaction 7.1. This is the new transactional product that I talked about earlier on the chart, and 7.2 is following very quickly with new platform support and a couple of other enhancements. ITCAM for WebSphere has been a focus here for quality improvements and reliability. We've worked very closely with all the customers that had any issues, and all of the major problems have been closed. I'm not aware of any more crickets on this product. I know we had some issues there, but those are largely behind us with FixPack 5. We're getting very good reviews from customers and everybody on the last version of this. And again, you'll see a new release coming out later this year. That integrates all of this technology even better into the ITM infrastructure. ITCAM for applications, again, a new release that consolidates a lot of the application monitoring and operating system level monitoring into one package, and on updates most of the agents. ITCAM for SOAP platform 6.2. As well a new release, ITCAM for Microsoft applications, and I've seen this product compete very effectively and help us extend the reach into .NET environments quite effectively. ITM for energy management, helping our customers extend the reach of ITM into managing the energy used by servers as well as other assets in their environment, all the way to even air conditioning systems. ITM for virtual servers in hot demand because of continued virtualized deployments and cloud environments. What I see that is hot here, transaction tracking is one of the hottest things right now that I see our customers' interests and deployment. So there is not a customer that I talk to and that my team talks to and so on that is not excited by what we have done here with transaction tracking. Lately, SOAR management is becoming very, very active, so a lot of traction there as well as customers finally are starting to deploy more SOAR applications. We see a lot of traction from our brothers in WebSphere as well, where they see more deployments and more demand for managing SOAR assets. Application performance management in general is taking off as a high growth area, perhaps one of the highest growth areas in Tivoli. And as you've probably experiencing that from our customer side, and we certainly see it in the revenue side. And cloud and virtualization is on everybody's minds as an area that needs management, and all the customers are looking at that ITM and ITCAM to help them do that. One example here on page 10, a customer, Philips, that is that had some issues with response time problems, and they've successfully deployed ITCAM to help them with that. And this is a chart you can certainly use with your customers as an example of a successful customer. Going on to page 11, who to call on? So there are several levels of entry in a customer's organization you can start calling on. From the CFO to second level and above operations, and all the way to IT procurement staff. So you'll find that you need to touch base at all of these points as the decisions get made through the process. They each have different points of view, and we'll see that a bit later in this chart. Best candidates from an organizational perspective are customers with numerous point products that have issues in terms of getting everything on the same platform. We've talked about this earlier in the call. A lot of our customers that have complex environments need to manage them consistently with one set of tools that give them visibility end to end. Most of them will have low tolerance for outages. Nobody wants their business to be down, and it's very frustrating and costly for them when that happens. So ITM and ITCAM offers them a way to maintain their availability high and to be proactive about managing performance and availability issues. Although a lot of our customers seem to be in financial services, we have a broad appeal throughout all industries, from public sector to service providers to health providers and so on. So any sort of industry going to consolidation. And going back to financial, there has been a lot of consolidation in the financial industry. So I see a lot of activity right now in the financial industry. But this is again not limited to that. And a lot of traction in all industries. There are, on page 12, some compelling reasons to act now and to watch for key triggers. So typically problems that have had some recent outages or issues solving problems like long mean time to repair, or the operations teams are overwhelmed or their budgets are being stretched. Mergers and acquisitions. This is when shakeups usually happen inside of an IT organization, and they all need to agree on standards and consolidate on one platform. And this is exactly the kind of discussion we want to have with our customers, since it's usually the time for our power play. Always watch out for those as a good opportunity to enter an application and monitoring this application management and monitoring discussion with our customers. Page 13, a few points here on what to say to CFOs and CIOs, and I will not read the chart to you. There's a lot of good information here, so So read it. We can certainly discuss it later on if you have questions about this. Same thing on chart 14 to operational executives. So CFOs and CIOs will be more focused on how to run the business and maintain high availability and balance strategic interests with customer IT satisfaction. The operation executives, you'll see them, you see pressure for them to manage the costs and support the complexity of their environments. So that's the big difference in costs. There's a call to action on page 15. So we need you to go understand how to call on the customers, practice the call scripts, determine which clients you want to target, and start selling the solution. There's a particular tactic code here that you see on the chart, and that we need you to use. So your mission is to make the calls, introduce the IBM Tivoli Monitoring and IT Cam and OmegaMon, and get the appointments. Some more details on the following page on the tactic code and the various folks that you can leverage for information and how to get more information. Also on the same page, you'll see links to more resources. Many of them are presentations on YouTube by experts, so you can watch them to get more detail on any one of these areas. The same on the next page. So with that, I think we are done with the formal presentation and ready to turn it to Q&A.
Okay, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. Please state your name slowly and clearly. Once again, star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. One moment, we do have some questions coming in. Our first question comes from Dermot O'Sullivan.
Yeah, hi there. My question is regarding importing other dummy transactions for the IT Cam. You had mentioned the ability to import what we typically would import is, I guess, the rational load testing solution. You also mentioned the ability to import the Mercury scripts from LoadRunner. And I know that having worked there, HP actually tries to go into LoadRunner customers and upsell them to the Business Availability Center now using that same pitch. So it's good that we can combat it. My question is, what is the technology that allows it to bring in what I think is a proprietary language of TSL or test script language into our solution? And is that difficult or is it fairly easy? And B, has it been done before?
Okay. So let me clarify a couple of things. What we help customers do that have Mercury deployed in production is to continue to use their existing Mercury installation in the context of IT Cam. So we don't migrate their scripts, right? So you're very correct. It is proprietary language. It is proprietary technology. And the first step in migrating them to our platform is to allow them to leverage what they have and bring it onto the infrastructure of ITM and IT Cam. So they will run Mercury, and they will capture those transactions, and they'll get captured in ITM.
I got you. So the next runner script is
So the next story here is that Mercury tends to charge the customers by transaction that they run. So it is expensive for them.
Right.
So once they have IT Cam in place and the opportunity to start recording and playing transactions through Rational Performance Tester, which is as you well know, a different kind of technology.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with IT Cam. We don't charge them anything extra. They can run as many transactions as they want. So the play here is to get them to adopt IT Cam without major disruptions in what they do, and then over time start migrating to RPT and therefore start saving dollars and stop paying HP the high rates that they charge for Mercury.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Knowles, your line is open.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Chris Knowles. How are you today?
Hey, Chris. Good. Good to hear you.
Good. Hey, I wanted to just dive a little bit deeper into the .NET stuff you mentioned in the ITM for Microsoft apps, find out what's being planned there, and also try to solicit some help. I'm working with Pete Grulich and on an opportunity for both transaction tracking and I believe it's going to end up being .NET deep dive type stuff. So it's a real near-term opportunity, and wanted to make sure I understood the latest and where we're going with that.
Sure. Very good question. So we get this more and more often recently in terms of .NET. So our story on .NET is, I believe, quite strong, and it goes beyond just ITM for Microsoft apps. So first of all, with ITM for Microsoft apps, we monitor and understand all of a customer's .NET assets, right? So from the operating system level to portals, to Exchange, to databases, and so on, right? So we can monitor the availability and performance of individual assets. ITCAM for transactions is supporting .NET. So you can now put .NET in the context. You can manage .NET from a transactional perspective just as it is. You can also put in the context of the larger enterprise. So you can track transactions that flow from perhaps a web server into .NET and perhaps go into a backend. It could be Z, could be something else, or perhaps .NET operates side by side with a J2 environment. So you have now a way to tie all of these things together. From a web services perspective, ITCAM for SOA can track web services in .NET alongside all of the other kinds of web services that a customer might have. So I think we have a pretty good story around monitoring, transaction tracking, and web services management for .NET. The deep dive diagnosis part is not currently in our portfolio. So in the sense of, can I go down to a code level in a particular .NET technology and help you debug it there. That's not currently there. That is something that we are looking as kind of a future enhancement, if you will, for this portfolio. And that's one of the kind of hottest things on my plate right now to go get done.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the overview, and would like to try to get some assistance on a call. We've got a real near-term opportunity, and I think if we position this correctly, we'll be able to keep them on the hook and win the deal now. Maybe I can come back around to you. Pete sent an email over to you last week with a plan that kind of lays this out. So.
Yeah, please do come back to me, and let's see how we can help with this customer, what we do here. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Shawnee Donahue.
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Shawnee.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just had a quick question for you in regards to the predictive analytics. Is this the only application that we'll see predictive analytics, kind of show up for, is in monitoring, or are there other software programs that IBM is looking to implement predictive analytics into, or...
Okay, good question. So, predictive analytics, we chose to build it into ITM, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and it applies to everything that ends up in the data warehouse. So whether it's a kind of operating system level application, or it comes from distributed or from Z. So all of the ITM, ITCAMs, OmegaMons, and so on can leverage this, right?
Okay.
That's one perspective to it. There's another level of analysis and reporting and so on that can be done with Cognos on just about anything else, right? But that's perhaps a different discussion than a monitoring discussion that leverages sort of fine-grained data collected from IT systems.
Right. Okay.
Right. So I don't want us to go and confuse those two things with each other. They serve kind of complementary purposes, if you will. Right.
Okay.
To kind of help with the report building and so on. As you know, we have technology called TCR, which is based on BERT, which helps our customers build reports based on anything. And you'll see some of the Cognos technology starting to get injected in here to help our customers build easier reports and start bridging them into the higher level analytics world as well.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from William Lopez.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, William.
Hey. I have a question. You know, sometimes my competition comes in and they easily package a POC into an appliance footprint and put it in the customer's premise and run their exercises, specifically when they bring in the Wiley tools. So how is this packaged for a small and medium business?
Okay. Thank you for the question. And, perhaps, and I know these charts don't talk about our appliance offerings, but we just launched an appliance offering as well, which packages a lot of our ITM and ITCAM products onto an appliance that can be rolled in and very easily deployed. And we target this specifically to small and medium businesses.
So is this prepackaged that we can get access and bring it into the account?
Yes. Yep, it's a prepackaged appliance.
Okay, thank you.
And we can get you more details on exactly what's in there and so on.
Thank you.
So to answer your question better, probably just to add to what Adrian said, there is a downloadable code if you want to, or if you're meaning that way. It's a trial that you can download, play with it, and then probably show it to the customer maybe.
Okay, our next question comes from Mike Riley.
Good morning. Thank you for this session. Appreciate it. I had a couple questions. I wanted to ask a little bit more regarding the appliance offering that you just mentioned. Is there a link, or is this, I guess I, this is a exciting news. I knew that we had an appliance approach for POCs, and I thought that I did not know if we were able to deliver some of the CAM products in an appliance to customers now. Could you talk more about that?
Sure.
Maybe we want to take it offline. Maybe other people aren't as interested in me or as I am, but is there something? Is there a part number? You know, that type of thing.
Yes, there is a part number. It's a hardware-software kind of combo, and it's probably worth doing a more in-depth briefing with this group just on the appliance. So maybe, Steve, we take this as a follow-on item for everybody. But I'll be happy to have also a private conversation with you, Mike, on the appliance. It is a new offering targeted to specifically to small and medium businesses. Most of our ITM and ITCAM products are on the appliance, and you can run them in appliance mode. So some some of the products you could do that just with software today, right? So, for example, you can monitor real end-user transactions basically in appliance mode with IT Camp for transactions, right?
Yes.
You can, you know, there's a mode there. There's you can do remote monitoring with ITM, right? So we basically took all those capabilities and pulled them all together, make sure that the we made sure that the installation experience and so on is very, very simple. So it's more of an experience of plug it in and turn it on. And of course, package the things like Tatum on it, so you can go discover assets and then know what you have to monitor. Right?
Yeah, great. In the meantime, who would be the best contact for any information on that prior to the Tilfly talk?
You can use me as a contact, and then I'll get you the right folks. There's somebody on my team who's currently out on a personal issue, but.
Okay.
You use me as a contact for this.
Okay. I had a couple follow-up questions. I'm not sure how many people are in the queue, though.
There's only one other person in queue at this time.
Okay. Let me go ahead and ask a couple other, please.
Right.
regarding TIBCO, I have a customer that has TIBCO Enterprise Service Bus, and that seems to really be an obstacle for us to really give a good view of what's going on in their environment with our CAM tools. It seems like we've kind of run into a roadblock when we hit TIBCO because we don't have a robust support for TIBCO yet. And I wanted to find out, who do I talk with, or maybe there's other people on the call or other people around the world that have TIBCO customers but also have Tivoli CAM customers, where we can expand the use of CAM in the TIBCO environment. How do we, I guess, maybe move TIBCO support higher in the product development queue?
So it is in the product development queue. It is on one of the future platforms we want to go support transaction tracking through, as well as monitoring and discovery too. It's more of a 2010 thought right now in terms of adding formal support for TIBCO. I know, Randy, if you're on the line, do you have any updates further to this?
Yeah, we're actually treating TIBCO as what we call extended content for the 7.2 release, which will be in November. And so it's content that's not committed, but we're trying real hard to get. And we think we're going to get it. So if all goes well, you'll have TIBCO support in IT Camp transactions by the end of November. That's not a promise, but good right now.
Great. That would be good news. And if you need a customer that you want to try out, a friendly customer that you want to try some things out on, I have a suggestion.
Oh, well, customers, we got plenty. Friendly customers I could use.
Okay.
So get a hold of me. I'll take you up.
And that is Randy?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I had. I appreciate it.
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Fred Weichselbaum, I'll open your line now.
Thank you. Hi, I have a customer in financial services, and we're getting ready to perform a proof of concept for IT CAM for transactions the last week of this month. And they have a number of core applications that are built on a single servlet model. And in order to trace the transaction to get an end-to-end response time, as well as understand how much time it's spending at each of the hops, if you will, along the transaction route, we need to build a custom request mapper. And I was wondering if it's on the roadmap at some point to be able to handle this single servlet type of architecture without the requirement of building a custom mapper.
That sounds like a Randy question to me.
Yeah, so what's the distinctive feature of the how do you distinguish a transaction in a single servlet? Is it based on the URL?
I believe so.
Yeah, probably. That's what I would expect. So you'll have some additional capability there in the 7.2 release at the end of November. The exact specifics is going to probably require a little more architectural deep dive on their application, and I can put you in touch with the right people that can take a look at their application architecture and tell you what the capabilities and limitations are given that environment.
Okay, would those be people from the Tiger team or?
It kind of depends what we're looking at. I can, if necessary, I can get you in touch with some of the developers. Given that, you know, it's functionality that's not out yet, the Tiger team might not be totally up to speed on that part of it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be helpful. I understand that this single servlet model is kind of characteristic of modern Java development and is, you know, probably going to become more prevalent. And there are niche players out there that do support it, particularly Aptier is an example. So, you know, I think it's going to be a competitive issue as well.
Okay. Yeah, just get a hold of me and we'll walk through that.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Randy Scott.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
And I'm in Austin.
Oh, we have no other questions in queue.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate everybody's time. If there's anything we can do for you with ITCAM or whatever, just run. You can run everything through Adrian. You can run anything through me. Actually, I'd prefer that you run everything through me because we want to keep Adrian focused on what he's doing. So just send your inquiries to me. And by the way, I should have started out with this, and I'm going to end the call with this. We had a great Q3 in North America. So hats off to you guys and ladies for doing such a terrific job. We appreciate it. And at this point, we'll end the call. And if you have any questions or comments, just send them my way. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The call has been. Please disconnect.